right, guys. Looks like we'll have a nice and small crowd. So if you all come forward, we don't have to make giant amounts of noise. Yeah. Yeah, so last talk for today. Without further ado, enjoy.
Actually, for some work I had done in the past for the OpenSDS project. To set a little background, I'm assuming most people here probably know, but no assumptions. Go, in case you haven't looked at it before, statically typed language. It can cross-compile to many different platforms. Kind of a fun language, and a lot of recent things being written with that. Great to see some stuff in. setting the background too, infrastructure room, so hopefully most people know, but baseboard management controller, typically a system on a chip that's in a machine. It allows you to interact with a server without any operating system running on there, or do things like power off, power on, boot, get information from the system outside of the operating system. Being able to do things like get inventory information.
Yep.
Are you still muted?
Am I muted?
All right. Start over. Hopefully, the slides so far were pretty self-explanatory. So that's the background. That piece, Redfish is the thing that maybe some people might not be as familiar with. Redfish is a protocol that is by the DMTF that kind of supersedes things like IPMI, SMASH, and SNMP to be able to interact with things like baseboard management controller using something a little more modern and a little more intuitive than some of those past protocols. So it's a REST API, JSON formatted data that gets sent back and forth. It also is defined in a way so that it's not necessarily just capable of talking to an individual host. It's an API that